Welcome to the Legacy Podcast. I'm Chris Wilmerding, your host. The show is a series of conversations with business owners about their beliefs and values and which beliefs and values they want to share with the next generation. If you want to be a guest on the show, simply wait until the end of this 20-minute segment and we'll provide a link. Simply sign in at that point and we'll be in touch with more information. Now, let's get on with the show. Hi, I'm Chris Wilmerding, host of Legacy Podcast, and today we have a wonderful guest. His name is Stone Payton, managing partner of Business Radio X. The tagline for his business is amplifying the voice of business. So, Stone, welcome. I'm really curious to hear about your business and what you do.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show, man, and giving me the platform to talk a little bit about our work. We have a business radio platform called the Business Radio X Network, and we've established multiple studios in a variety of markets, and we'd like to have a lot more, as I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk about here in a little bit. And we've established those places as the voice of business in their community, and we teach those folks how to help people in the professional services arena primarily use the platform to help more people, make more money, build better relationships, make stronger connections, and establish the credibility and authority that is so important when you're in the professional services business.
What an interesting approach to business promotion, to marketing. I mean, using radio in this way to just create a stronger bond between the business owner and the prospective, or the community and the prospective client or customer. What a neat approach. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, I didn't. My business partner, Ed, the CEO and founder of the Business Radio X Network, a gentleman by the name of Lee Cantor, he founded the Business Radio X Network, and I like to tell people that I founded Lee. But in answer to your question, some years back, even pre-Stone in the Business Radio X Network, Lee and his business partner at the time owned a neighborhood gym, and they thought, what better way to help us differentiate ourselves from the big box gyms than to author a book? And then they authored the book, and they went on some radio shows, and they said, well, you know, and this was very early in the digital radio podcasting evolution. And they said, well, you know what? Maybe we could do that too. So they started a show. It still airs to this day, very popular. Wow. Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. And they, but
what a great title.
Through that, Chris.
Yeah.
Is back then, they would have guests who were in that fitness arena, in that business, that would be on, you know, CBS, Good Morning America, all of these big shows on a Tuesday, and they would be on their radio show on a Wednesday. So they found that this was a marvelous platform for meeting hard to reach people and serving other people. And then it just, it grew from there.
Cool. What a story. So I guess my next question for you, Stone, is many successful business owners and managers can point to a specific story or turning point that made all the difference in their path to success. Can you think of a time for you where that made all the difference?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you exactly when it was. In 2000, I published a book on personal and organizational speed. Actually, the name of it was Never Fry Bacon in the Nude and Other Lessons from the Quick and the Dead. But when you publish a book like that, you go do the local, any TV spot you can get on, a radio spot. And I was fortunate enough to come on a show called Atlanta Business Radio. I walked into that studio prepared as I had been with all of the other radio shows where you had to have some really quick recovery things to say fast and be quippy and get in and get out. And they had to manage it around a clock wheel. So you had to be fast and just have your points it wasn't like you're like this conversation, authentic and real and talking about a person's work and the why behind it. That was where I met Lee Cantor. I learned about the business. It probably wasn't 3 weeks, Chris. I wrote a check and began underwriting my own show, the High Velocity Radio Show, to do all those things I was telling you, you know, using this platform can do for you. And then maybe 9 weeks later, I wrote a little bigger check and bought myself a new career.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah. That's made all the difference in the world for me, Chris.
It's what whoever said, you know, what is it? I'm going to misquote the famous quote, but most of life is about showing up. I bastardized that quote, but that's, I can't remember who said that, but anyway, that's a perfect example of it, right? You might not have taken that interview for whatever reason, but you showed up and it changed your life forever. Really cool. So when you think about Business Radio X and what it does extraordinarily well, what's the one thing that it does better than 95% of your competition?
We're able to solve the other person's problem better, faster, and in a more sustainable way than anything else I've come across in the marketplace. That is our entire focus. How do we leverage our platform to solve the other person's problem? And I think we do it better than anybody.
So dig a little bit deeper on that. So the other person's problem, give us an example of what the other person's problem is.
It's almost always perceived by the other person in our world and articulated as a marketing problem, an awareness problem. Most people in the professional services arena, CPA, attorney, marketing consultant, a commercial real estate agent, they all feel like if they could just meet some more of the right people, that it would really move the needle in their business. And a lot of times that's true. And a lot of times there's a couple of other challenges that they have that we can help them with up under that. But so in trying to help people solve their problem and focus on that rather than focus on selling them a suite of services, I think that everyone in our entire network, to a person, every one of our studio partners is really good about maintaining that focus and using our powerful tools and our proven methodologies to make that the end result.
So that's cool. So if I want to keep drilling down a little bit further. So an example might be you have a radio studio partner and might be in X community. It doesn't really matter. Really, it could be in the Northeast. And they work with a handful of business owners who want to promote and get the word out. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And I'll give you a specific example. It's very easy to pick a variety of examples. One of our studio partners is a lady by the name of Karen Nowicki. She runs Phoenix Business Radio X. She probably has a dozen clients who are in the professional services arena, one of her more recent clients is a gentleman who does outsourcing for other business professionals. He has really strong connections offshore in the Philippines. And so she helped this gentleman reverse engineer a show that would put him in direct relationship deeper and faster than anything else he had ever done with business people who need and want that outsourcing service. In his case, they have a lot of capability for doing administrative infrastructure support and social media marketing and LinkedIn marketing. He's got a great solution and he is excellent at articulating it, but he needed to have more of those conversations with more qualified prospective customers.
That's really cool. So in some ways, what you're doing is a verbal blog. Really? I mean, probably. Yeah. Each show shows up as a verbal blog. Somebody wants to talk about outsourcing, but not just outsourcing in general, probably one element of it. So how do you outsource your client service force or, right, your team?
Yes, with one little pivot there, in our model, almost exclusively, our client is not getting on the radio to talk about how great and wonderful and smart they are. They're focused, just like we are, on supporting and celebrating the people in their ecosystem who are important to them. Cool. Because our end objective is to build relationship. And then from there, we might employ some of our other methodologies to further that relationship. But it's much less about almost, I bet you less than 5% of our, fewer than 5% of our host clients are talking about themselves. For the most part, they are supporting and celebrating others.
So they might bring in a customer or a client or an ally professional, and they'll talk about the success that they've had in general.
Absolutely. They,
right?
And I think you're a marvelous model. I don't know, maybe we got it from you, Chris. Here you are giving me an opportunity to talk about our work and the why behind it. We haven't heard anything about how great and wonderful Chris is. And I've done my homework, so I know he is, gang. But you and I have a relationship now, 11 minutes into the conversation, that we may not have had if we'd have served on the board of the same charity for a year.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, great point. Okay, so one thing I want to cover is we've talked about what your business does particularly well, but we haven't, speaking of talking about you a little bit more, or me, Stone, we haven't talked about what you think you do best, because there's quite a difference. You know, your business model might be really good at X, but the leader in that organization is really good at Y. So what is that Y?
So it won't take long to talk about that, because the circle is very tight. I have a knack for, and I do think some of it is just innate, and I think some of it is a product of the marvelous mentorship I've received over the years. I have a knack for getting people to tell me the truth. I always tell the truth, and I always try to get the truth. And for whatever reason, some of it, I think, is engineered in a product of some selling mechanics, some high-velocity selling habits. But people will tell me the truth, and if they tell me the truth, I can help them.
That's awesome. In this day and age, the truth is a scarce commodity, I think, no matter where you're coming from. It's kind of sad. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about success and what does success mean to you? How do you define it? What's it feel like?
Well, in very tactical terms, for me personally, if I could somehow look back over the course of my career and say, man, I really did put a dent in this thing I was trying to do. In our case, I am trying to establish these centers, if you will, where they are the voice of business in their community. If I can look back on that, and I have multiple, and I actually have a number, 1,000, if I have 1,000 of those places, those centers doing that, I would be thrilled beyond all measure, and that is what gets me up in the morning every morning and has me constantly trying to focus all of my work energy with the benefit of other people's thinking. How can I get that? What can I do today that will advance that cause?
So you call it a dent and a cause. Let's be a little bit more specific. I'm going to call you out on that, Stone, because that can mean a lot of different things. What's it specifically mean?
So den is actually coming from, and I just didn't finish the phrase, making a den in the universe is a phrase that I've yes. used. But you'll know Stone was here, right, without me having to carve it in the tree. Stone was here. There's 1,000 of these places where people really did support and celebrate the local business community. They made better connections. They built stronger relationships, and they genuinely did serve people. So that's where the dent thing was. What was the other part you said?
No, I think that's really what I was getting at. That's really cool. So that's just putting a finer point, just so that the audience hears exactly what you're trying to get accomplished. In some ways, that's your ongoing legacy, right? Hmm. That's your ongoing legacy in many ways. It's, I think, maybe, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would that be an accurate way to summarize that?
I think it's a great way to characterize it. I'll be candid with you. I'm very humbled at the idea of even talking about this thing we call legacy, because I feel like we have so much more yet to do. But then again, I mean, you're challenging my thinking. You know, there's every day you're doing something toward building upon that legacy. So I guess that's, yeah, absolutely.
It certainly is. I think that this is why the audience likes this topic so much, because the fact is successful business owners are so busy doing what they do every day that they don't have the luxury, and it is a luxury, it's almost a gift, to spend a little bit of time thinking about and articulating what that legacy will be.
So absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Right after our interview, when you get tired of talking to me, my next phone call is with my business partner, Lee, and we do this 2 days a week. We're going to spend an hour and a half, and we have not used that word, but that's exactly what we'll be doing for the next hour and a half, talking and thinking about exactly that.
That's perfect. Great. So let's go a little bit further about legacy. We talked about having impact on a thousand nodes, for lack of a better word. That's not a very elegant way of saying it, but a thousand nodes in the universe, thousand points or whatever. But when we expand the term legacy, because you've already told me, or at least implied, what you see is what you do every day and what you want to leave as an impact on the universe. People look at legacy and they think about money, usually, because they think about foundations and they think about scholarships and they think about inheritances, right? So if you look at a whole spectrum of different forms of legacy, that's on one side of the spectrum, right? Money and what you can do with it. But money can also, and also what basically what it supports in terms of a network. But if you look at the softer side, perhaps the most impactful side, the emotional side of money, the side that comes in the form of stories that you might leave your family and relatives when you're gone. Can you talk a little bit about which side of that spectrum you land on? It can be both too.
Absolutely. No, I land very clearly on one side of the spectrum. While I do have some financial objectives, they are all in service of this legacy that we want to leave. And it's okay with me if, you know, my last breath draws at the same time my last dollar draws down. I want to leave that legacy. But to me, for it to truly be what we've envisioned, it has to be completely sustainable. So I need and want and yearn for what I've described to you to be running bigger, better, bolder than ever before, long after Lee and I are gone. So that's what's important to me. I am not trying to, and for me, I'm not trying to leave my kids any money. I've raised two marvelous daughters. They're very self-sufficient. They'll probably out-earn. They'll certainly outperform their father. That is not even on the radar for me or my business partner, candidly. It's all anything financially on the financial end. It's simply in service of the legacy we're trying to build.
Neat. So it's not that this is the only time we've heard this, but what's really interesting and worth emphasizing to the audience is that you see service as your primary MO, and money is naturally coming after that. And maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, but really it's service to others that's your driver.
Oh, absolutely. It is so core to our culture, to our operating system. We really believe that if you serve your market, you'll enjoy financial success. If you serve your community, you'll have that lasting impact. Serve your profession and you'll always have the best talent and tools at your disposal. And one that might sound a little bit counterintuitive, but I believe it with all my heart, Chris. Serve your competition and you won't have any.
Well, go a little bit deeper on that. What do you mean by that?
We have people in, but particularly now, there's a real boom of podcasting and people trying to help other people get on this platform. And in some ways, I suppose we don't consider them competition, but if people are going to invest time and energy and resources in a different way of leveraging the platform than they do with us, then that's competition. But our experience has been that if we can reach out and support and celebrate anyone who's out there trying to do really good work, everybody wins. There are plenty of people with plenty of challenges out there. And we're even now kind of getting to the point where we could never do this before, but we can actually begin to entertain the idea of acquiring some of the smaller concerns. So we haven't pulled the trigger on that yet, but it's kind of a fun position to be in. Or ancillary services that support the industry, like these services that help you find really good, compelling guests, or help you with the publishing or the distribution, or converting the content into a book.
What an enviable position to be in, and that'll just accelerate your growth, hopefully getting you to 1,000 points more quickly. Stone, one thing that came to mind is it would be really helpful to our audience if you could lay out some specific actions or steps that you could share that you see as helping you build a lasting and meaningful legacy.
Well, one that comes to mind is one that my good buddy Chris just shared a little earlier in the conversation. I couldn't agree with you more. Suit up and show up. It's be present and be there. Another one I certainly didn't come up with by any stretch. In fact, I listened to it again last night as I was revisiting one of the classics. Engage in the habit of going the extra mile. That will come back to you tenfold. And then I would say, from a sales perspective, learn everything you can about influencing people and helping people make better, faster decisions. But if you don't remember or focus on anything else in your sales process, just tell the truth and get the truth. If you can tell the truth and get the truth in a conversation with someone, the rest of it will come together. It really will. And then my overarching observation, and I really believe this to be true, Chris. I've just seen it happen over and over and over and over again. It turns out that solving other people's problems really can be a very lucrative business.
Wow. I don't even know where to unpack that. And unfortunately, we don't have time to unpack all of those great steps. Those are a lot of very good thoughts. Stone Payton, Managing Partner of Business Radio X, I want to thank you so much for being on our show. I know our audience is going to love listening to this show. You have a lot of great thoughts on legacy. I also want to mention that if you want to be a guest on our show, Legacy Podcast, go to businesslegacypodcast.com and book your interview there. That's businesslegacypodcast.com. Thank you, Stone. Really appreciate you having you as a guest on our show.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks for listening to the Business Legacy Show. If you're a thoughtful business owner who would like to be a guest on this program, please visit businesslegacypodcast.com/guest. That's businesslegacypodcast.com/guest. Now, if you got something out of this interview, please share this episode on social media. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. If you do that, tag us with hashtag Business Legacy Podcast. Again, hashtag Business Legacy Podcast. Each month, we scour Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We pick one winner from each platform, and you get crowned king or queen of that social media. What do you win? We're going to promote you and your business to our audience of over 150,000 people totally free. Now, can you hook us up in your podcast player right now? Please give us a thumbs up or a rating and a review. We promise to read it all and take action. We believe that a person's legacy is the most important thing someone can leave the next generation, and your feedback helps us fulfill our mission. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button. You know why? Because every week for 15 minutes, you are going to be inspired and motivated to leave a lasting and meaningful legacy. My name is Chris Womerding. Let's connect on the socials. You'll find all the stuff we're doing at businesslegacypodcast.com. Again, businesslegacypodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being part of the Business Legacy Movement.